Star Wars Episode 7. This is really one of those great movie destinations. It's not a destination wedding, but it's a destination movie in that it takes you to a galaxy far, far away. It's a place that many of us have lived in since childhood and that all of us long to find. And that is the purpose that that we have in this universe and in any universe. And here, drawing directly from Joseph Campbell's hero's journey and the hero with a thousand faces, we see a new hero with a new face, and in line with the 2015 sort of millennial power of the woman, we have a female young person who is capturing her journey and where the force lies in her. And so it's in line with the Hunger Games, with the Divergent series, and that is a female protagonist who is wrestling with her sort of her past and her future. And really, it can be seen, if you want to look at metaphor, it's the metaphor for womankind, so to speak, in that having sort of impressed upon the world the general inequity in workplace and in perceptions of gender, now we look to the future and what will the heroic journey of woman be in 2015 and beyond. Simultaneously looking at the main characters in Star Wars here, spoiler alert, we have Han Solo's and Princess Leia's son, who is a Caucasian male who has been seduced by the dark side and looks very much like he could potentially be a school shooter, which we see a lot of the lost Caucasian males of the last decade have appeared on the news, most notably in the role of school shooters or public shooters. So the question remains, will the Caucasian male of 2015 and beyond be seduced by the dark side? We also have as the main character an African-American soldier who has crossed over from working as a stormtrooper. And so what we have really is the first crossover from the Empire to the Rebel Alliance. So it's really a great and nuanced story. J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan worked on writing it. Abrams, of course, from the show Lost and Super 8, and Lawrence Kasdan, of course, wrote the most nuanced of the first six Star Wars movies, and that was The Empire Strikes Back. And so he's very comfortable being having Han Solo be frozen in a block of ice, or in this movie, spoiler alert, having Han Solo perish from the universe, as far as we know. So what's great about this Star Wars is it expands upon the universe, and it's consistent with the father-son and journeys and of a thousand millennia. And where is Yoda? That's the only question that hasn't been answered. When do we get more Yoda? Next one, movie after? There's going to be a series of movies being released involving the stories of young Han Solo and young characters, and so that is just, this is just a great time to be a Star Wars fan, and so the Force is very strong going forward.